"What's the plan with him by there, boss?" Kevin Anderson asked Bruce, referring to Connor. They stood in a small office-like room within the safe house. Kevin's strong Welsh accent was still evident when not around strangers, although he refrained from calling Bruce Bud. Bruce found his own accent coming through when around Kevin, who had worked with Bruce for 6 years now.
"I'm going to speak with him," he answered. "We've no time to wait for a full intel report to be worked up."
"Who do you think he works for?"
"That's the thing. I don't believe he works for anyone."
"Okay. Do we know anything about him, boss?"
"Only this. It's from his military administration login," answered Bruce,
holding up the thin folder. It contained no more than 12 pages. "Royal Marine. 2 tours of Afghanistan. Impressive citations from both.
Service record marred by discipline issues. He's from Leeds. His ma's name is Rebecca Reed, and her address is listed as his home address. Nothing's come back yet with regards to his dad." "That is pretty much it."
"Not tidy darts, is it?"
said Kevin, using the Welsh colloquialism for not good. Bruce shook his head while looking at the bulging intelligence folder on Hardcastle. It didn't have any markings on the cover as per his unit's standard procedure.
"Kevin, there's a label marker at the bottom of the filing cabinet behind you. Get it out for me, please."
"You have a plan?"
"Aye," said Bruce. "Just because we don't know much about him yet. He doesn't have to know that."
Connor had turned up unexpectedly, but was warmly received, as always, by the Scott family.
"She seems to have perked up a bit since you last visited, but she's still not herself, like,"
Mrs. Scott told him in the living room as he nursed a cup of tea.
"It's not healthy, her spending so much time in a room. Thought it was that school at first, but she says she likes it."
Riella had passed her 11-plus exams and now attended the local grammar school. Connor was terribly proud of her for persevering with her academia given what she had been and was going through.
"She's just becoming a woman, that's all, and stop mithering all the time," said Mr. Scott gruffly.
"It's no wonder she doesn't come down to talk to us with an attitude like that."
Connor couldn't make out what Mr. Scott mumbled under his breath. He thought him a wise man not to antagonise and upset Anne Scott. "I'll go and speak to her," said Connor, as he polished off his cup of tea and made his way to her room. Connor gently rapped on Riella's door.
"Yes?"
Riella called out.
"It's Connor."
The door opened, immediately revealing a smile that, although sincere, didn't quite reach the eyes. He stepped in and closed the door.
"Take a seat. I've something to show you."
She stared numbly at him and sat on her bed. He sat next to her, taking out his Android phone.
"Try not to get too upset until I've finished, okay?"
"Okay, I won't,"
she replied meekly. He felt his heart lurch. He knew enough to know what had happened to her was going to affect her in one way or another for the rest of her life. He flicked onto his Google Chrome and pulled up an article on Hardcastle's suicide. He saw her flinch when the MP's picture came into view at the top of the screen, and he put his arm around her. She stiffened, but after a moment, cuddled into him.
"Do you want to read it, or shall I read it for you?"
Her answer surprised him.
"I'll read it."
He handed her the phone. Seconds later, she quietly sobbed.
"Was this you?"
"All that matters is that he got what was coming to him. He died in agonizing pain. He got justice."
After a while, in a quiet voice, she said,
"I love you, Connor."
He could feel the moisture creep under his eyelids, and he blinked rapidly.
"Well, you're not a figure 11, he said,
and then ignoring her quizzical look, said,
"Look at me, Riella."
And when she did, he continued,
"Listen, tomorrow I want you to tell your mum what's happened. You need to be brave. You can't keep carrying this around by yourself. She'll get you the help you need, okay?"
She looked at him with watery eyes.
"Could you tell her with me, Connor?"
He smiled, pretending to rub sleep from his eyes.
"Of course I can. You ready to do it now?"
She took a deep breath and smiled. He thought he could see a bit of her